This is just a proof, like with fungicides, when you don't put anything down, bad things happen. So we do have insects on Martha's Vineyard, and so if you don't do anything, that's what it'll look like. So I thought you'd all want to see a good set of damage. This happened to us. The grub damage came on us really hard in year 3 or 4. We were getting kind of cocky. Things were looking great. An oriental beetle is the cause of our problems, and it hit the teas, and it hit them badly. And this is what our teas would look like in the morning. This is a bad tea, by the way. It's not a good tea. And so I had the guys go out, and we measured the total amount of turf on the tea, because I wanted to see what the percentage, on the teas only, what the percentage of good turf was, because this looked pretty bad. And this was sort of an academic exercise, but that was the percentage of good on all the teas, not on that tea, but on all the teas on the golf course. And the only reason I did that was because I had been told when I was younger that as a golf course superintendent, I better be really conscientious, because I've got to keep at least 95% of that golf course in great shape or I'm going to lose my job. Wrong. 100%. I don't care if you're on a public golf course. I don't care if you're on a private tournament golf course. I don't care if it's a daily fee. It's 100%. That's what the requirement is today. And I'm not complaining. It's just, if that's 98.87 and I wasn't regulated to be organic, how would my job be doing right now? Not too good.